What is ethical about nuclear weapons? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Thomas Doyle, associate professor of political science at Texas State University, explores this question.
When I tell people I study nuclear ethics, I sometimes get puzzled looks as if the term nuclear ethics is a contradiction or fool's errand. But moral motivations play a significant role in states' decisions to acquire nuclear weapons or work for their elimination. The study of nuclear ethics is about understanding and evaluating the role of morality in nuclear decisions. The morality of nuclear disarmament is based on universal human rights. Its advocates contend that if used, nuclear weapons will wrongfully destroy millions of innocent lives in a matter of seconds or minutes. Many or most injured survivors will lack access to hospitals, doctors, and medicines, which have also been destroyed. Environmentally, they will face a nuclear winter, the kind of which our best dystopian novels and films depict. By contrast, nuclear possessors invoke a nationalistic morality. For instance, the United States has always framed American identity in its foreign policy missions in moral terminology. We say we are a force for good in the world, that our communist, Islamist, and authoritarian adversaries are evil, and our national survival is not merely a strategic value, it's a moral value. And other nuclear possessors tell themselves similar stories. Nuclear ethics understands that moral motivations inform both disarmament advocates and leaders of nuclear-possessing states, and it also seeks to impartially evaluate their competing arguments. The stakes of the debate are momentous. Which rights or values are too important to override? Is it national survival or security, or is it the survival and well-being of humanity and the planet's environment on which we depend? When is it justified to engage in mass destruction? And if it's never justified, then is it ever justified to threaten others with mass destruction? Nuclear ethics considers all viewpoints on these and other questions.
That was Thomas Doyle of Texas State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.